This is Show Me Today. I'm Joey Parker, and we're joined by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources Representative Rachel Ajayi. Rachel, thank you very much for joining us on Show Me Today. There are a number of things we can do to make the holidays greener, like you talk about considering homemade items for gifts.
Absolutely. There are different opportunities to actually make your holiday greener. This season, you could make some, you know, nice cookies. I mean, I had a girlfriend of mine that every year she invites us over and we just make some cookies and the kids love it.
Yeah.
You could reuse like your, you know, things like your glass jars, you know, by filling them with cake mixes, cookies, whatever, you know, these things are all there and you could just get nice ribbons, wrap them up nicely, and perfect gift.
Well, you know, the gift of time together is one of the best. I know that when people, and I'm grateful for any gift anyone gives me, but instead of buying me a collection of six hot sauces at the supermarket or a tie, take me to lunch. Or have me over for a coffee or a wine or a dessert, right? Or a meal. I mean, again, the gift is the time we spend together. So I think that's a great idea, and it's really fascinating that DNR is thinking about this as well. Now, if you do give a gift, you can wrap it in a really creative way, right?
Yeah, you can wrap your gift in a creative way. And like you were saying earlier about... you could give like a membership, maybe like a gym membership or like a pack membership or like a museum membership. And also depending on the age range of people, you know, the younger people like exciting gifts, you know, maybe if you want to give a young person an experiential gift, you could consider giving them things like maybe hiking tickets, drama dance lessons, and those things like that. And for older people, they would prefer something that is kind of warm and slow, maybe like a yoga lesson or, you know, those sort of things that people can really enjoy. Meal tickets, concerts. They're just a lot of experiential gifts. And research actually shows that people are more connected to the giver when you actually give them an experiential gift. Yeah.
Right. It means so much more. It really says that I'm thinking about you, I know you, and I appreciate you, as opposed to that one gift that people often carry in the trunk of their car in the event that someone gets them a gift and they have to give one back.
Tell me about it. And also talking about that as well, the gifting is not a bad thing. You know, if you get a gift that you don't really like, there's it's not a taboo for you to re-gift it nicely to someone else who would appreciate it, rather than that gift ending up in a landfill or somewhere that, you know, you don't want it to be.
You're listening to Show Me Today. We're joined by Rachel Ajayi with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources talking about green tips for the holiday season. And Rachel, you can have an extra green Christmas tree instead of choosing a cut one, right?
Absolutely. You know, you could get like a potted plant that you could, you know, replant even after the season is over. And if you really have to go for like a cut tree, you could recycle it. You have quite a number of places whereby they will take those trees back, and that goes back into the ecosystem. And another thing that I should not forget to tell you guys is now the department, I mean, you know, our parks, we have really beautiful parks. And right now, if you get a gift, I think up to the value of some of $5, you would actually get $25 extra. So jump in and invest in those memorable tag gift for your friends and loved ones.
I like that. Even all the way down to the lighting on the tree, you can use LED lights, which I think are more common now. They have a longer lifespan, right?
Absolutely, they do. And not only can you invest in LED lights, we also have opportunities whereby you can recycle those lights when you no longer need them or when they're unwanted. Eventually, they would end up in the landfills, and you don't want that because of all the metals and plastics and glass in them and other materials that you actually don't want in the landfills. So we have collection centers all around. I mean, like in Jefferson City, I know if you go to the library, Missouri Regional Library, they do have like a collection spot for those Christmas lights that you no longer require. Or even you just approaching any one of your electronic recycler, like, you know, there are quite a number of them around. They will take those lights from you most times, yeah.
Right, and wherever you are, if you're in St. Louis, if you're in Moberly, if you're in Joplin, you can Google DNR and find one of those locations probably, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and not only do those LED lights last longer, they use less energy. That's really nice to know. And then you can also use a timer. I would like to get one of those and thought about it myself this year, but haven't done that quite yet. Now,
yeah, those ones are really cute now.
Yeah, the other thing to think about is, you know, it's so common to see this Norman Rockwell painting of dinner and the table so full of food, there's hardly room for plates. We should really only cook what we're going to eat, right?
That is so true. That is so true. I mean, if you look at the amount of food that is going to waste every year, I mean, the value is enormous. You're looking at over, is it $700 billion or something that is really going to waste? And that should not be happening. I mean, and especially now that there is inflation, you know, things are getting more expensive. Why waste, you know, money and food that will go to waste rather than, I mean, you're able to save some money and still be able to give people a great and decent dinner. I mean, if you come to my house, maybe if I'm having an event or a party, my friends know me. No food waste. You only take anything you can finish. I mean, if you look at the impact of food waste in our landfills, it's not nice because it releases, you know, methane gas, which contributes to climate change. And people don't think about this. We don't think about all the resources that goes into making that beautiful looking, amazing banana or whatever that's on your table. A lot of water, a lot of land, energy goes into producing that food. So it should not be wasted. So people can freeze. You know, you can freeze the food. You can have leftovers before you go shopping. You know, take an inventory. What's in your fridge? What can you reuse? What can you repurpose? And even for Thanksgiving, if you're going to have a big family feast, you can get like takeaway plates. So when people are leaving, you pack some of those food they can take with them. So that way you have a green, you know, a green and food waste-free Christmas celebration.
Yes, and that is a great idea. You know, it's one thing I really, really do not like wasting, but I especially despise wasting meat because this is an animal that has died for you. And then you end up scraping its flesh into the garbage can. That's such a horrible thought, isn't it?
I know. Tell me about it.
But again, we often do make the turkey. Everybody eats of it. And then we have turkey sandwiches for the entire week after that, right?
Absolutely. And you can repurpose that into different things, you know, salads, you know, sandwiches, and so on. But just make sure. We just have to put some intention into this. And you'll be surprised how much you'll be saving from, you know, just thinking about it. You could be saving yourself about $600 a year, which you could put into some good use.
It's important to remember that you can recycle the tree. It can be chipped up and used as mulch, even a habitat for fish, right?
Absolutely. You can recycle your tree, and, you know, it goes back into the ecosystem, and that has more value rather than you just chopping it somewhere where it's not going to have any value to it. Because if you look at it, I mean, these days we really have to be secular in our thinking. Whatever thing that we are using, it should go back into that sense system. Before you even buy anything, think about it. Does this thing have like a reuse value? You know, what happens to it when I'm no longer in need of it? Can it be repurposed? You know, can it be redesigned? Can it go back into that same system? So that way we're freeing up our landfill space for generations to come. Because, I mean, nobody, Joey, I'm pretty sure you don't want a landfill right beside your house, do you?
No, of course not.
Backyard syndrome. Nobody wants that, right? So let us try to maximize the space that we currently have in our landfills and preserve them even for generations to come.
A lot of people don't think about the landfills because it's out of sight, out of mind. It's not in their backyards, but it is a serious concern. And then on top of that, as you said earlier, save some money.
Save some money, Joey. I mean,
right.
Save some money. Look at gas. I mean, the price of gas is up, and you could save some money just by shopping wisely this season. You could save a lot of money. And then, you know, you give gifts that people really appreciate, gifts that people really value. I mean, there was one of our girlfriends that gave us like the gift of a portrait session. And, you know, anytime we see those pictures, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It's right in front of me. I think of her and my heart blesses her because, you know, that is a really, really good and memorable gift. And another thing I wanted to say is at times, you know, people give you their wish list. I'm a very practical person. And I mean, my husband knows what I want for Christmas. My children knows what I want for Christmas. Even my birthdays, they know what I want. I tell them, you know, I tell them what I want. So don't ignore people's wish list. You know, when they tell you, I need maybe a compost bin, or don't go get them something else. At times we want to give something that is unique. You know, we want to give something that is really special, or we want to even give something that is really pricey. But it's really not about that. Think
right.
about it. What does that person appreciate? What do they value? What do they need? Do they have a wish list? Do they have a registry? And now you have quite a number of websites where you could even make up your own registry, like So Kind. I think, yeah, you have quite a number of ways to really know what people want and buying those sort of gifts for them.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't usually hear this kind of information from state officials. So you've certainly warmed my heart, and you've, I'm sure, warmed the heart of many listeners too, Rachel.
And thank you, Jory.
Rachel Ajahi from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.